others to stop all their weeping. That's the best way to wash out your soul and your eyes. Just hug one another and sing with your drinking and hold your reunion the same as you planned. This song here, you know, if my memory serves me right, it's been about a year and a half now since I read this, and I think, you know, Woody, he was in California, and then he came through Texas because his dad was in the hospital in Pampa, Texas, and so he played in a band there for a while, and then he came on to New York City, you know, and the first day he got to New York City, he wrote "This Land Is Your Land." You remember that song? Everybody knows that song. Well, that very same day, you know, he just wrote all the time, you know, and he kept really great notes. He wrote at the bottom of the page. A lot of the songs I have were written in his own handwriting. They're copies, but they were still written in his own handwriting. And the songs I got are from like 1935 to 1949. And this one here, the same day that he wrote "This Land Is Your Land," he sat down on the curbstone and was watching people walk by, you know, and he noticed the women. They were wearing these big fancy hats, you know, and I don't guess he'd ever seen that before. He was a country boy at heart, you know, but he thought, well, I'm gonna write about these women's hats, and that's what it's called, women's hats.